Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Anyway, let's talk a little Ravens and Browns. Ravens 7.5-point favorites at Cleveland. The Ravens trying to get to 500 for the first time since week two when they beat Cleveland and M&T Bank. From the Baltimore Banner, he's on the Window Nation guest hotline. Let's welcome back, as we do every Friday, Jonas Schaefer. Jonas, first of all, good morning. How are you?
Morning, guys. I'm doing great. How are you?
Doing all right. And we heard Zach Orr during Nolan's update a few minutes ago, Nolan. And, better part of a month and a half, maybe 2 months, Zach Orr would meet the media, because you guys are always out there, addressing his possible job security or lack thereof. Haven't heard that much lately. So it's, should we praise Zach Orr for the turnaround, air quotes, of the defense, or are we still in a process of wait and see here?
I think he's doing a pretty good job, considering they don't really have any grade-A pass rush talent, considering just how much youth there is. I think you can be reasonably happy with how the group has performed. I do think you can't not hold it against them that it's 2 years in a row now with unbelievably disappointing starts this season, especially in pass coverage, and the run defense to start this year was just god-awful, which is weird because, they're doing better now without tremendously upgrading the talent there up front. So, I think he's done enough, as you said, to kind of lay off keep the dogs at bay, quiet some of the noise about his job security. I don't think that, based on how the final weeks of the season are shaping up, he's going to have to deal with a whole lot of shootouts because of what this Ravens defense looks like, and also, more importantly, what the opposing offenses on the schedule look like. If I were a betting man, I would probably say that he's going to be back in Baltimore next year, because I don't think he's getting a head coaching job, nor do I think at this rate, he's going to be on the chopping block anytime soon.
Hey, Jonas, I mean, to me, there's two guys that have really been shockers to me, defensively. Okoye and Teddy Buchanan are two guys that, if you'd have told me at training camp, these two guys are going to be major important parts of the defense, in the middle towards the end of the season, I'd say, I don't know about that. What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, it's unbelievable what they're getting out of Okoye. Just imagine telling someone before the season that, Bryce Washington might be coming back from injury, and you would much rather have the, international players pathway player who barely played at all or didn't play at all for the Chargers instead of Brody. I mean, that's just an indictment of how Roger Washington has played, but also just a huge credit to how CJ Okoye has played. He's just a large, large man. I think you give a lot of credit to, the Ravens coaches, DJ, Derek, Coach of the D-line. I think it has done a great job developing the big names and also the smaller names. With much improved defensive line play, I think it's really helped the linebackers clear up their game. Roquan Smith is finally looking like the Roquan of old. We've seen Trenton Simpson flash, and Teddy Buchanan has done some good stuff as well. I think he's gone from being like a bottom 11, bottom 12 rated linebacker on PFF to solidly middle of the pack. And if you're solidly middle of the pack as a first-year linebacker in the NFL, you're doing a really, really good job. Just how tough the transition is from college with the landmarks and everything to the NFL. So you know, he's just a really conscientious guy, very smart. Obviously, he looks like he was designed in the lab. So does Trenton. But, you know, I think it's definitely Ravens fans should definitely feel a lot better about just how that defensive spine looks and feels after it just looked like it was going to get shredded every single week for that first month or so.
Now, Jonas, watching that Cleveland offensive line, I expect the Ravens to be blitzing, stunting, twisting quite a bit. You know, I don't think their tackles are that great. The inside guys, I don't think they handle stunts and twists very well. I think it'll be a very aggressive defense for the Ravens in pass situations. How about you?
I think they can pretty much do whatever they want and feel reasonably confident in Dylan Gabriel not doing anything. I mean, it's one of the worst passing infrastructures in the NFL, just from receivers to offensive line to the QB itself. It's just none of it is good. I think they have, you know, like a bottom five pressure rate allowed. I think they're wide receivers. You know, ESPN has these receiver tracking metrics that quantify route running ability, catching ability, yards after catch ability, and Isaiah Bond and Jerry Jeudy are both tied for last of like the 100-plus receivers listed. And then Dylan Gabriel has, I think, two completions total on passes 20 yards or more downfield. So I heard a stat, I think, from the Mina Kimes podcast yesterday that he is like his QBR, which is, you know, a 0 to 100 scale, something like 3 or 4 when he faces the DB blitz. So if I'm Kyle Hamilton or, you know, Keon Martin blitzing from the slot, I'm licking my chops knowing that it's probably going to end up in a very, very successful play for my defense.
Hey, Jonas, I could see Keaton Mitchell having 10-plus touches in this game just because running up inside, especially early, you know, I mean, I think you asked Todd yesterday, yeah, you know, with the 11 rushes for 23. I just see Keaton Mitchell, you know, trying to work the outside and stuff, you know, to use their speed and not allow, you know, all those guys inside.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be tough letting either way. You know, I think Keaton's done a good job, and we've seen just what that change of pace could look like. But this is the Browns' run defense that I think is second in success rate, second in yards per carry allowed. I think they've only allowed, what, 4 teams to run for more than 100 yards. Like the real success that the recent teams have had against them is honestly with scrambles. Like Drake May popped up for some explosives. Justin Fields, I think, had an explosive for the Jets. So, you know, it could be just that with how Cleveland lines up with those defensive ends split up, you know, all the way apart, and you have those gaps to hit up the middle, that Keaton Mitchell could be the superior option on some plays, like you said, to Derrick Henry, just because of how quickly he gets through the hole. But it's just a very, very stout defensive front. So 10 carries would be a lot for me, but maybe he has a hot hand and they just feed him and they feed him. And maybe that changes, you know, kind of what we think of the composition of this running back room for the next 8 or so weeks moving forward.
Jonas Schaefer, Baltimore Banner. Jonas, last thing on video, hitting 105.7 The Fan today is November 14th. You got Cleveland, you have the Jets, you have Cincinnati on Thanksgiving. Pittsburgh comes in December 7th. Get the Jonas Schaefer crystal ball. What's the Ravens record going to be when the Steelers come to town first Sunday of December?
I don't think they're losing a game before that stretch. It just, the Browns offense is a joke. Their special teams are a joke. The Jets are very, very bad, as we saw again last night, as we saw in their game against Cleveland from the week before. And even though, you know, even if Joe Burrow comes back and looks like his old self, you know, this is a Bengals offense that still has been nuclear with Joe Flacco. It's just the fact that they have a historically awful defense that's dragging them down. So, it's hard to win on a short week in the AFC North. Thursday night has just been a death sentence for AFC North teams coming to Baltimore. So I think the Ravens should be solidly comfortable favorites in all three of those games. And it's hard for me to see them losing, even though, you know, we've seen this Ravens team do drop dumb games before. I just think that there's enough good going on with this team that I feel reasonably confident about them over these next 3 or 4 weeks.
Jonas Schaefer, appreciate the time as always. Enjoy Cleveland. Have a great weekend. Talk to you next Friday.
Thanks, guys.
Yep. There you go. Jonas Schaefer, 7-5 when Pittsburgh comes to town.
Yeah.
And I don't want to get all crazy here, Nolan, with I'm thinking the division championship. Well, let's get to 500 first.
Yeah,
let's pump the brakes.
Cleveland's 2-2 at home.
They won 3 of 4 against the Ravens in Cleveland, so let's pump the brakes. Buy or sell. Whip around coming up at 11:15. A lot going on in world sports. Last night, we'll get into it. Keith Cavanaugh, TerpenTypes.com. Terp Hoops men, they're at Marquette. Maryland women won last night over Towson. And then the football team, they're at Illinois. 15.5-point underdog.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Vinny and Haney's Whip Around.
Every sport.
Every game.
Everything.
Brought to you by Box Hill Pizzeria and Crab Cakes. Best crab cakes in Maryland.
Time for the Whip Around. It's Vinny at 81057 The Fan. We'll talk about this subject a little more in depth in a few minutes with Keith Cavanaugh. Maryland football 4-5, 1-5 in the Big Ten at Illinois tomorrow. Terps are 15.5-point underdogs. They've lost 5 straight. Keith will break that one down. Maryland hoops. Men at Marquette. Buzz Williams was the head coach there, went to 5 NCAA tournaments during his tenure with, yes, he did coach Jimmy Butler, among others, 5 NCAA tournaments, 3 Sweet 16s, and an Elite Eight. First time he's faced them since he left for Virginia Tech and then Texas A&M. Down at Maryland, we'll preview that with Keith. What's going on with Miles Rice, who didn't play against Alcorn a couple of nights ago. Aaron Judge wins his third MVP second straight. Shohei Ohtani wins his fourth MVP unanimously. He and Frank Robinson, Ohtani, that is, still the only two players to win MVP in both leagues. So congratulations to both of those guys. A problem with that? Blame the voters. I don't have a damn thing to do with any of that thing. But on the ice last night, Capitals taking on the defending Stanley Cup champions, Florida Panthers, and, well, the Caps got their pants pulled down.
Lundell at the Caps line. Sends it around the boards. Mostarina put it behind the Washington. And Lundell out in front. Reinhart scores again! Reinhart's second of the night.
Panthers plus TV. Reinhart, two goals and an assist, as the Panthers beat the Caps 6-3.
Caps had 37 shots.
You know, to 27. But they were down 3-1 after one, you know, and then they were playing catch-up the whole time. And it was Florida. Like, you know, the other night when I said Carolina, they outplayed Carolina. Florida outplayed them, you know, this time. And how about Brad Marchand reached his 1,000th career point, which is pretty big deal for him, you know. So they're just not – Florida, Bob, you know what they're doing? They're just, like, maintaining, because their two best players, Tkachuk and Barkov, won't be back probably till the playoffs.
Now, Caps are 8-8-1. So yeah. How do we view this? Because Joe Beninati, voice of the Caps, on Monumental, said to us right before faceoff to start the season, this team might be better than last year's team. Last year's team far exceeded expectations, and it flamed out in the Stanley Cup playoffs, but... Right now, kind of, they look more similar to me, and I'm not a hockey expert by any stretch of the imagination, to the team 2 years ago.
Yeah.
That kind of ekes in and all of that good stuff.
Bob, they're in last place in the Metro.
It's not good.
Yeah, they got 17 points. They're 3-6-1 in the last 10. So, yeah, they've been struggling. The thing is, last time, Bob, it just seemed like they had this mojo because of the chase. You know, with Ovi, and they were just playing better hockey. You know, and Ovi isn't as good. You know, he's not scoring like he scored last. They're having trouble scoring goals. It's the biggest problem.
It's a whip around. Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. In the NBA last night, only three games, but one game featuring a local kid. It was Toronto beating Cleveland in Cleveland, 126-113. Raptors aren't that bad. They just got Portal back. Noir in the last... Well, hey, I'll explain it at some more appropriate time. Emmanuel Quickley, Baltimore zone, John Carroll, Kentucky, 25 points aboard, six assists. And Scotty Barnes, who's a stud, Florida State, 28 points, 10 boards, eight assists. So Toronto wins that ballgame. College hoops last night. Top 25 matchup. Purdue beat Alabama 87-80 at Alabama. Braden Smith, All-American. He had 29 points as the Purdue Boilermakers, who were ranked number one preseason, fell off to number two, if you will. Houston now number one. But still, Purdue, brilliant team, loaded with veteran players and always plugging and playing with high-level dudes. So they win at Alabama, who had just won at St. John's last Saturday. College football. We all love our Thursday night college football. It was Old Dominion, 33-0 over Troy. Both teams above 500, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
Old Dominion 7-3, Troy now 6-4. So, well, Thursday night, it was on ESPN proper, too. The basketball game was on ESPN, too, and a football game was on ESPN. I don't see Stephen A. Smith talking about either one of them, by the way, on a first take.
No.
Talking about Arch Manning. Arch Manning's legacy. When we come back, Keith Cavanaugh, TerrapinTimes.com. Talk to him about Maryland Marquette, Maryland Illinois, and recruiting for both sports. And then we're doing our picks. We all got it right last night with New England against the Jets. You'd have to be an imbecile to take the Jets in that game. And I'm an imbecile, but I'm not even that dumb. I might take the Miami Dolphins. We'll get into all of that and more. And then news from the desk coming up top of the hour. Buy or sell 12:15. And then Steve Molesky will talk. Orioles GM meetings just ended. Mike Elias has a to-do list. And how much left is to do? Well, I'm guessing a lot.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Tomorrow, Marquette, Maryland football, trying to break the 5-game skid at Illinois. Football's on the Fan. Hoops is on 1300, right?
Yep.
Maryland Hoops on Peacock, too, if you want to check that thing out for your viewing pleasure. But from TerrapinTimes.com, he's on the Window Nation guest hotline. Keith Kavanaugh. Keith, what's happening?
Guys, so much news, so little time. And your man cave, Bob, your head's going to explode tomorrow watching Hoops at 2 and football at 3:30.
And then boxing at the same time.
I don't even know about that one, but yes, we always have to start with recruiting central. So yesterday, Maryland football got their second commitment for 2027. Brexton Bell, 5'11", 180-pound, three-star corner from Savannah, Georgia. I don't believe Maryland has ever recruited an athlete from Savannah, Georgia, so that's the first. But as we know, by 2027, now they have two commits to that class. Loxley, I'm sure, will not be here. So, that being said, but some bad news last night for the Lady Terps in Hoops. You know, they're number nine. They beat Towson, but their starting point guard, Leah Bartelme, probably blew out her knee. She's having an MRI today. You know, the injury, the knee bug continues to persist in Maryland women. And finally, this year, they had bigs, they had shooters, they have $2 million in the portal, so they got some guards and the transfers. But that was a blow last night in the win over Townsend. They're ninth now. They got a big game this weekend with Princeton. That's going to be tough, breaking in the freshman Mac as their new point guard. But anyhow, going around the horn, a lot going on. you know, both went men and women hoops on, you know, ranked top 20 classes this week. And then, of course, Baba Oladun, Bob, your favorite player, number one player in the state of Maryland. He will announce next Wednesday, top 10 national player, perhaps the greatest player out of Montgomery County. At least ranked.
Even better than Keith Kavanaugh when he was growing up.
Well, let's say Montgomery County, Stevie Francis. Now, Johnny Dawkins was from Silver Spring, but played at Mackin. You got to go way back in Vinny's day to Will Hetzel out of Landon, who went on to Duke and played in the NBA, among others. And then, of course, your favorite, Brian Maggett and Mark Carver, from BCC and Blair, respectively. But Baba, who's a, you know, program changer, 6'10 small forward. It's Arkansas, Maryland, Kentucky, and Georgetown. And right now, there's a huge money. There's a huge, NIL battle thrashing around with a bidding war for him. Arkansas, the presumptive leader. Maryland, both his sisters go there. They're both honor students there. He visited last week officially. That would be a huge get. He's at Blake High School in Montgomery County. But, Calipari's thrashing around and everyone's driving up the bid, so we'll just have to see how much money Maryland has in NIL, but it's going to be interesting. And Kentucky can always throw some more money in, so it's a bidding war right now. Next Wednesday we'll know on him. That'll be the last high school guy they deal with. Then they got to go heavy on the portals, get a couple portal bigs, get a portal point guard. Right now this team lacks a point guard, and so forth and so on.
All right, there we go, Keith Kavanaugh. And real quick, I'm gonna throw this in, you don't even need to rebut, he's a Nike guy, but Calipari Barrels on our, etc., etc. You got Marquette tomorrow, where Buzz Williams was. Let's see, make sure I get this right. 139-69 with the 5 NCAA tournaments, 3 Sweet 16s, and an Elite Eight when they couldn't handle the Syracuse 2-3 zone that one year. But he goes back home. Will we see Miles Rice, who was booting it up against Alcorn after playing against Georgetown? What's the personnel going to be like for Maryland against the, almost said Warriors, thinking about Earl Tatum and Butch Lee, the Golden Eagles tomorrow at 2:00.
Going way back in the day. The Buzz in his homecoming there. Obviously, Shaka Smart, great coach. They're kind of like Maryland, trying to find themselves with new players in their offensive system. Got curb stomped by 23 by IU, Indiana, 10 days ago. But they're going to play that funky five-out offense where everyone rotates on the perimeter, including the bigs. They're going to play that Havoc D, that 1-2-1-1 press. Jones, Ross, and particularly the freshman Nigel James, who had 16 against IU, they're going to be dangerous. Maryland right now, turning the ball over, not getting a lot of assists, not getting a lot of 3-point shots, over-reliance on Pharrell Payne, who's going to wear out at this rate. But basically, you're playing 4 freshmen. You still got 3 guys out injured. Hopefully, Rice will be able to go. I think it was a precaution with the ankle. But this team needs more balance, more flow, more rhythm on offense. They need to be able to shoot the ball. When you look at guys like Adams and Delpino, they haven't put on any muscle mass since they got here. They're just so skinny. So these guys are not getting separation. They're not getting penetration. And if it's not Payne, if he tweaks an ankle or gets in foul trouble, and he plays at a high pace, so he's going to get worn down because we have no proven depth behind him. But I love Mills. You know, Mills is reminding more and more like Daryl Morsell, that junkyard dog. I think he had 16 the other night. Adams has got to play a little more under control. But brand new team, entire roster, a lot of youth, not a lot of depth in the front court. Marquette doesn't dominate the front court either, so it'll be an interesting battle. Football, you know, obviously cratering here. Obviously, there's nothing to do. No big booster will step up for this buyout. So, you know, we're looking at another, you know, 4-win season probably. Illinois, Luke Altmyer's kind of quarterback will pick our secondary apart. And how about Raymond looking like Ray Rice last week, 260? You know, I think there are literally 19 broken tackles in that game for the Terps. They're finding yet another way to lose a game. So, very disappointing. Come home next week for Senior Day, Michigan here, and then wrap up at Sparty on the road. And John L. Smith, he could be out of there by then, maybe looking for greener pastures if he doesn't get the heave-ho. So a lot going on here. Football, basketball, recruiting, tiddlywinks, Parcheesi, all those other games you play. Yes. But yes, my head is exploding with this weekend and probably a lot of other recruiting stuff I haven't even gotten into. So we'll see what happens. And props to men's soccer, number one in the country. They did lose in the semifinals to UCLA the other day in the Big Ten tournament, but on to the NCAAs with the number one seed. So we'll see how they do.
So, Keith, what you're saying is Locks will be back next year, even if they lose out?
Well, Vinny, if there's some kind of divine intervention, he wins two more and he gets bowl eligible, it rolls over another year. He gets another extension. There's no money. KP and Barry Gosser are not going to get involved with buyouts. KP has other stuff to worry about.
He just lost SC, KP.
Yeah, Kevin Plank, Under Armour. Those are Maryland's only two big money boosters, hard stop, as Bob Haney likes to say.
Correct.
They have nobody else who's going to say, here's a check for 12-6. Thank you. Thanks for the memories. Happy trails. You got to buy out this staff. You got to hire a new stellar staff. You got to buy out all the coordinators. You're on two-year deals, and they just all came aboard last year. So everybody's kind of stuck with each other, and unfortunately, you're going to see decommits. You're going to be an exodus with portals, probably with coaches. But, you know, barring a new money booster falling off the pickle boat right now in College Park with a blank check, Jim Smith's got a real dilemma here.
Keith Cavanaugh, TerrapinTimes.com. Keith, as always, appreciate the time. Thanks for all the positive news,
yeah,
by the way,
no doubt,
over the last 10 minutes. You enjoy your weekend and the rest of your Featured Artist Friday. I know you're a big Red Hot Chili Peppers guy.
Yeah, they used to call you Flea back in the day, right?
Well, I had fleas. It was a problem.
<Yeah. laughs> All right, guys. Take
all right,
care.
See ya. Yeah. Keith Cavanaugh, everybody. We'll come back to our picks for this weekend. College of Pro news from the nest coming up top of the hour. Buy or sell. Where's that weekend cash? And then Steve Molesky will talk about the coaching staff being assembled by Albie and Mike Elias, the to-do list. Hey, what are you going to do with Cano? He's another guy. Do you tender him? Ryan Mountcastle. The hard decisions.
Football Pick'em starts now. Sports Radio 105.7 The Fan.
All right, let's get to it. Time to do our picks as we head into the weekend. Week 12, college football, which is insanity because the season has started at the end of August. Here it is, Thanksgiving's less than 2 weeks away. Week 11, NFL, which started last night. Nolan, before we get to it, let's get that standings update. Go ahead, take that victory lap.
Well, it's the lead is shrinking, although last night all three of us correct with the Patriots. Updated standings on the year. I have the lead, but ever so slightly. Vinny just one game behind. Bob, 19 games behind. We'll start
miraculous
here.
Comeback. Baby.
Yeah, you never know.
Maryland, Miami, 31 zip at halftime.
Got to start this week. Well, I have these probably in a different order than you guys do, but we'll get them all in. Starting in college, Oklahoma, Alabama. All right, Bama here favored by 5.5. I got to be honest with you. I'm leaning a lot of favorites here, at least with our slate, and it starts right here. I'm going with Crimson Tide.
Yeah, Oklahoma beat them last year. I'm going to take Alabama's playing good right now and at home. I'll take Bama.
Yeah, go Ty Simpson and the Crimson Tide, who lost their first game to Florida State. And boy, have the fortunes changed for both of those schools.
Michigan Northwestern, Michigan ranked number 18 in the country. They are favored by 10.5 on the road here. I'm rolling with them.
Yeah, I'm going to take Michigan. Would it shock? This is the kind of game that Northwestern wins at home, but I'll take Michigan. Michigan's offense is not great.
They play Maryland next week, right? Michigan?
Yep.
Sorry, Harmon. Let's go Wolverines. Mike Harmon, by the way, Fox Sports Radio. Not familiar with him. Friend of the show. He went to Northwestern, et cetera. Next.
Notre Dame and Pittsburgh. Notre Dame traveling here. College game day going to be in Pittsburgh. But the Irish still favored by 12.5, and Pittsburgh's coach might as well pack it in already. He said, we don't need to win the game. Who cares? Real inspiring, buddy. I'll go with Notre Dame.
Notre Dame cannot afford to take a third loss. If they do, they're out. You know, so I think Notre Dame will be desperate. It's going to be tough, sold-out game at Pittsburgh. You know, but I'll take Notre Dame in a closer than expected game.
Yeah, Narduzzi basically saying we could lose this game and still win the ACC and get a playoff berth. Well, you're going to lose this game. And he said they could lose by 100 and it wouldn't matter. You might not lose by 100, but you're losing. Notre Dame.
Florida and Ole Miss here. Ole Miss favored by 11.5 at home. Florida, what a just a terrible, terrible season. 3-6 on the year. Give me Ole Miss.
Yeah, Bob, I heard a new one for Lane Kiffin, the Giants.
Oh, the Dart connection,
Dart connection. And Lane would be pretty popular in New York. You know, his personality would be good
He'd go
there.
Over well with the media.
Yeah, but I'll take Mississippi and Lane Kiffin here. But that was kind of an interesting one, but it makes sense.
Yeah, Ole Miss.
Texas and Georgia here. This is probably the toughest decision for me. Georgia hosting, favored by 6.5. I'm still going with the Bulldogs, though.
I'm
going
to take Texas. You know, Arch Manning's playing better. They're desperate, Texas is. They've got two losses. They can't afford another one. And it's not like Georgia's been great. I'll give Texas a shot here.
Isn't Texas number one preseason?
Yes, they were.
I'm going to give old Arch Manning.
All right.
Him and his crew. Let's go Sark and the Longhorns in this one.
And last but not least, Maryland versus Illinois. Maryland on the road here, just in absolute free fall right now. Illini favored by 15.5. Yep. It's got to be Illinois.
Illinois.
Yeah, unanimous. Illinois.
Over to the NFL, kicking things off here. This is Bob's big game. Washington versus Miami. Is he going to do it? Miami is favored by 2.5. I'll tell you what. I'm not going to make the mistake. I'm going with Washington. I know they've looked terrible as of late. I know the Jaden Daniels stuff. This team looks like they're ready to fold. But I'm sorry. I think Miami's maybe feeling themselves a little too much after a big win last week. They'll come back down to earth. Washington wins.
I'm taking Miami. I don't know that they'll... Well, Dan Quinn's taking over the defense, which I don't think it matters. I'm taking Miami.
And I said, a couple weeks ago, I've never taken the Dolphins again. This game's in Madrid. Poke at the bull, you get the horns, get it? I'll take Miami. I'm sorry. My bad.
All right.
Well, you know, I've lied before. Not on the air about, like, stuff, but I'm lying about this one.
You've got Miami. Well, my version of that is the Atlanta Falcons, and I'm about to be disgusted with myself here. Hosting Carolina, divisional matchup. Atlanta is favored by 3.5. I hate this so much. My stomach is turning, but I'm taking Atlanta.
I'm going to take Atlanta, too. I think Atlanta's defense is better. I'll take Atlanta.
Yeah, Falcons.
Tampa Bay versus Buffalo here. Maybe just a little too banged up is Tampa Bay for the odds makers' taste because the Bills favored by 6.5 at home. I'm going to go with Buffalo. They get their bounce back. They need it.
I'm taking Buffalo also, although they got a lot of guys hurt. You know, tight ends out, receivers are out, defense is beat up. If it was in Tampa, I'd take Tampa, but I'm taking Buffalo.
Yeah, they were sleepwalking the Bills through Miami last week, but let's go Buffalo.
Texans and Titans. Texans favored by 5.5 as the road team here. If they don't win this one, I don't know what to tell you. Give me Houston.
Agree. Ditto.
Yeah, it's Davis Mills again, by the way. But yes, let's go with the Texans.
Chicago and Minnesota, another exciting division matchup. Vikings favored by 2.5 at home. Maybe I'm just kind of skewed by the way I saw them play against the Ravens last week, but I like the Bears here.
I'm going to take the Vikings here at home. I think... crowd's going to be good. And J.J. McCarthy, you know, I mean, he makes mistakes, but he makes a lot of plays, too. I'll say Minnesota.
The Bears.
Packers and Giants. Packers favored by 6.5. They get their bounce back, right? We're all on this one.
I think it's going to be tougher than expected. I'll take Green Bay. I mean, if Green Bay loses here, they're in free fall.
Green Bay.
Lots of division matchups this week. Bengals, Steelers, Pittsburgh favored by 4.5 at home. I'm taking Pittsburgh.
Yeah, I'll take Pittsburgh at home.
Fighting Flaccos. When you're 19 down, you do something stupid like this. Green Bay. If Cincy could score, I think they got a chance. I'm going Cincinnati Bengals.
Chargers and Jaguars here. L.A. favored by 2.5 as the road team. Feel like it could be probably should be a little larger than that in my opinion, but I guess as the road team they don't get enough credit. I can't buy into Jacksonville at all. Give me the Chargers.
I'm gonna take Jacksonville. They beat Kansas City and Jacksonville. I think Chargers are beat up in that offensive line. I'm gonna take Jacksonville.
I would if they would have hung on to beat Houston.
Yeah,
I'd be in, but I'm going Chargers here. Jim Harbaugh's got the old. Boy, he's starting to look like Bo Schembechler, by the way. But I'm going Chargers in it.
Game of the day, Seahawks, Rams. Big implications in the NFC. Rams favored by 3.5 at home. But I tell you what, Seattle has done very well as a road team this year. I'm going with the Seahawks.
I'm going Seattle, too. You know, Adams is kind of beat up. Oh, I like the pressure Seattle's defense can bring.
I'm going Rams because lost in all this Sam Darnold ass-kissing, he still kind of turns the ball over a little bit. So I'm going to go L.A. in this one.
49ers, Cardinals, this one being played in Arizona, but the Niners favored by 2.5. I'm going with San Francisco.
Purdy's back. San Fran.
Yeah, 49ers.
But if he looks a little shaky.
Mac Jones. Mac the knife.
How soon is that trigger?
No,
not at all. All right. Let's see. Kansas City and Denver. Man, nothing but division matchups this week. Kansas City favored by 3.5 is the road team. I think Denver's offense looks a lot more inspired this week. I'm going with Denver at home.
Well, Andy Reid's kind of the opposite of Mike Locksley after a bye. I'm taking Kansas City.
Yeah, Locksley went 0-12.
Yeah.
I'm going Denver. I mean, just when you think Kansas City's back,
yep,
they lose. Yeah, I'm going Broncos. Hopefully not in a snooze fest. Sorry, Mel.
And lastly, Sunday Night Football, Detroit taking on Philadelphia, this one being played at the Link. Philly favored by 2.5, but I'm going to go with the Lions, another team. Kind of like Seattle, they've been good on the road this year, whereas in years past, even if they were a good team, had a little trouble getting away from Detroit. I like them here. Philly's just in complete disarray right now. Forget the A.J. Brown situation. That offense, you just don't know what you're getting week to week. I like Detroit much better here.
I'm right there with you. Coach Campbell's got it figured out offensively. I'll take Detroit.
Yeah, let's go Lions here too.
And then Ravens and Browns, of course. Ravens favored by 7.5 as the road team here. The line didn't go back up with Lamar. That's interesting. It was 8.5 down to 7.5. It didn't flip back, but we'll see how that pans out by Sunday. My score, I'm going Ravens 30, Browns 13. I'm talking about it all week long. I mean, look, Cleveland's defense, it's daunting. I don't care. I mean, even if the Ravens start slow, I still think they get their points in the end. And Dylan Gabriel, multiple turnovers coming here, multiple sacks. I feel pretty solid about this one.
Yeah, I got 24-10 Ravens. And I think could be tight early, but if the Ravens rush for over 100 yards, it could be a blowout.
Going Ravens 34-13, kind of in the ballpark with Nolan. I think there's going to be a defensive touchdown for the Baltimore Ravens against Cleveland coming up Sunday at 4:25. News from the Nets coming up next. Vinny, you're out of here. Where are you going?
Penn State. Charlie got a game tonight, Penn State versus Michigan. I think Michigan's ranked second or third, something like that. So it'll sold out crowd tonight. It'll be a hell of a weekend series.
Me and Nolan come back. News from the Nets. We'll count some dough, hopefully heading into the weekend by or sell. Then Steve Molesky's going to be joining us. Talk Orioles with him. If you want to join us, predictions for the Ravens, your wish list for the Orioles this offseason, give us a call at 410-583-1057.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards.
True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.